On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about a statewide investigation led by the Wisconsin Department of Justice to review reports of clergy abuse and other people in positions of trust within the church going back decades. The Catholic Archdiocese of Milwaukee filed for bankruptcy 10 years ago. In 2015, it reached a $21 million settlement for hundreds of victims of sexual abuse by clergy. What questions do you have for Attorney General Josh Call about the state's investigation of abuse by Catholic priests and other faith leaders? What do you want to know? 800-642-1234 to join in. Attorney General Call, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the question is why? Why is DOJ doing this investigation of clergy across Wisconsin?
You know, this isn't something that we've undertaken lightly, Kate. It's something we gave very serious thought to as we decided to do this. But there are a few reasons that we think it's vital that this review take place. One is there has not been a statewide review of clergy and faith leader abuse in Wisconsin. And this is an opportunity to have that review conducted so that we can get a full picture of what's taken place, and we can get some measure of accountability. But it's also important that we connect survivors with victim services and that we're making sure that support is available for those survivors, and that we make sure that we are preventing future cases from happening and hopefully able to make recommendations about how different dioceses or religious orders can improve their reporting processes.
But what do you say to the critique that this was addressed in Wisconsin courts years ago? The Archdiocese of Milwaukee filed for bankruptcy. $21 million went to survivors of abuse, $500,000 for victim therapy.
Well, first of all, that's just the Milwaukee Archdiocese. We're doing a statewide review. And there hasn't been a statewide review that's been done. It also hasn't been done by a Wisconsin government agency. And one of the things that we've heard from survivors of clergy and faith leader abuse is that having an independent review done and having it done in a statewide fashion can really help not only bring accountability, but help bring healing for survivors.
Do you think that local law enforcement are not equipped to do these investigations or trained to investigate abuse by faith leaders? Why not do this at the local level?
This is really a statewide and even broader issue, and that's why we think the Wisconsin Department of Justice is the right agency to lead this. But that being said, we are coordinating with different agencies. We are working with the DAs in the five counties where the five dioceses are located in Wisconsin. But there are some unusual aspects to this. One is that, you know, we know that a number of the cases that are at issue here are cases that in some instances happened years ago. And we expect that there will be some cases that are outside the statute of limitations. In fact, we think most of the cases will be outside of the statute of limitations. But that doesn't mean that we can't do a lot of good for survivors by conducting this review, even if a prosecution can't be brought, because we can still work to make sure that there's some measure of accountability, like encouraging different dioceses and religious orders to make sure that their lists of credibly accused priests are accurate, and also, again, connecting survivors with services and making recommendations for changes that can be made to prevent future cases.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the state's investigation of the Catholic Church with Attorney General Josh Call. You can join in. What questions do you have for the Attorney General about this investigation? What do you want to know? How do you see this in your community? Have you been wanting to report abuse in the church? Join in at 800-642-1234. Attorney General, a spokesperson for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, questioned the need for this and whether this would re-traumatize survivors. What do you think of that?
Our Office of Crime Victim Services at the Wisconsin Department of Justice is the leading statewide agency for victim services. And one of the things that was really important to us as we prepared this initiative was to do it in a way that was victim-centric, and where we were making sure that we were helping victims of clergy and faith leader abuse. And one of the things that we've done is we've set up a reporting process that victims can use where they can report to a trusted, safe victim services specialist. So we've got an opportunity here for people to really move forward with healing. And the victim services specialist, as well as the survivors of clergy abuse, who we've been speaking to, have been very supportive of this initiative. By making services available and getting accountability, we're going to, we believe, do a lot of good for survivors of clergy abuse. And so I think the concerns that have been raised are ones that are really important to think about. But we have thought about them very seriously and think that this is going to be helpful to survivors.
Can you talk more about what the role of the victim services specialist is and how that works?
This is an area where there's been significant progress made over a number of years in the criminal justice system, recognizing the importance of providing services to victims of crime and making sure that people are able to help heal. What we've done is set up a hotline where survivors of clergy abuse are encouraged to report, and anybody with information about clergy and faith leader abuse is encouraged to report. When people contact that hotline, which they can do either online or by calling up a telephone number, they'll be connected with victim services specialists who are trained in providing support to survivors of sexual assault. This is an opportunity, again, for people to report to somebody who is trained and who is a safe person to report to and who can connect survivors with local victim services specialists.
You were elected in 2018 after Pennsylvania had released its report identifying hundreds of priests accused of molesting children. Why did it take this long for a launch of a statewide investigation by DOJ here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, like I said early on, this isn't something that we undertook lightly. We wanted to make sure that if we were to conduct this type of review, that we were doing it in a way that would be a significant service to survivors of clergy and faith leader abuse. We also had the opportunity to look at what other states have done. A number of other states have launched similar reviews, and we wanted to assess what we thought was effective in other states and things that we might want to do differently here than what other states did. We also want to make sure that we had the resources in place at the Wisconsin Department of Justice to launch this initiative in a way where we could respond to contacts from survivors. And so what we've done based on all of that is set up a review that really has two key components. One is we are reaching out to dioceses and religious orders in Wisconsin to ask them to provide documents about cases of clergy and faith leader abuse. But secondly, we've set up the hotline I mentioned, and your listeners can contact that with information by calling either 1-877-222-2620 or going online to supportsurvivors.widoj.gov. And through those reports, we expect to get significant information about what's happened here. We feel that this is going to be an effective process at getting a full picture of the information, but it's critical that people reach out with information and contact that hotline.
We have Attorney General Josh Call on the line explaining the Justice Department's statewide probe it launched last month of clergy sex abuse and misconduct. Do you support the Attorney General launching an investigation of the Catholic Church over abuse by priests? What do you think of it? Should Wisconsin lift the statute of limitations on cases involving sexual abuse of minors? Join in 800-642-1234. Back with more State Cap in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. It's a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about the State Justice Department launching an independent review of reports of clergy and faith leader abuse in Wisconsin. As we've been talking about, there are five Catholic dioceses in our state, along with several religious orders with priests in Wisconsin. The DOJ also launched a hotline and website to receive information directly from survivors and their families. Do you support the Attorney General in this probe of the Catholic Church? What is your thinking? Join in 800-642-1234. And Attorney General Josh Call is with us for 10 more minutes. We heard from George, called in from Minocqua, couldn't stay with us, and says this topic is important, but George feels the Attorney General is focusing on the Catholic Church. There are also priests doing this in other sects. Are you aware of this, George asks? Are there plans to address this?
We're very intentional in referring to this as clergy and faith leader abuse, because we want to make sure that we're making clear to people that we want to receive information relating to abuse, not only by priests, but also by other leaders in the Catholic Church, such as teachers or nuns, but also leaders of other faiths, and also any evidence of abuse, and in particular institutional concealment from groups that are not faith groups. Anybody who has information about sexual assault, and especially if it's sexual assault in an institutional setting where there's potential concerns of concealment, we want to encourage those folks to contact us. And if we receive that information, if it's a case where we think it's appropriate for there to be further criminal investigation and perhaps prosecution, we will work with local law enforcement. And if it's a historical case and there's reason to believe that there's a value in doing a significant review as we are right now with the Catholic Church, then we'll do that as well.
So what I'm hearing from you is that this is wider and broader than the Catholic Church alone.
Our initial outreach and request for documents is to Catholic dioceses and religious orders, but the hotline that we have set up is available for anybody to contact with information about sexual assault. And if we get information that indicates that there's reason to conduct a review of any other institution, or we get information about cases where we can refer that to local law enforcement, we're going to do that.
Let's go to Marcus now in Milwaukee. Hi, Marcus. What are your thoughts?
So I was born, raised, confirmed Catholic, went to a fantastic church. The priest was amazing as a human being, as a preacher, as a leader. However, that being said, if there are improprieties that have occurred, I think that it is necessary to pursue those, because as the Bible states, that which occurs in the dark must be brought to the light. And so I think if there is wrongdoing, then absolutely pursue it.
Marcus, thank you. Attorney General.
Well, thanks for that comment, Marcus. One of the things that we're hoping is that the dioceses and religious orders that we've reached out to are going to work with us as we conduct this review, because, it is in everyone's interests to make sure that we have a full accounting of the facts as to what happened, and make sure that we're connecting survivors with services, and ultimately putting in place and making sure that there are in place processes that will ensure that when there is reporting, that it's handled appropriately, and that we can work to prevent future cases.
We're talking with Attorney General Josh Call, who oversees the Department of Justice, as we discuss the investigation into the Catholic Church. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's look at statute of limitations for a moment. What is the goal here of reviewing cases that may no longer be prosecuted under state law due to the statutes?
Yeah, there are a few things I'd mention there, Kate. First, the way that the statute of limitations works can be complicated in different cases. And so there may be some cases that are older, but for various reasons may not be barred from prosecution by the statute of limitations. So one thing we want to make sure we're doing is gathering the facts so that if there are cases that can be investigated and ultimately prosecuted within the statute of limitations, that we're not missing those cases, so that we're getting criminal accountability where possible. But even in cases where the statute of limitations will bar a prosecution, one of the things we've heard from survivors of clergy and faith leader abuse is that having a full statewide review and some measure of accountability, even if it's not a prosecution, is important. And so one way we think we can do that is by working with the diocese and religious orders to make sure that the published lists of credibly accused priests are accurate, but also connecting survivors with services so that they can get support if they need it and if they want it, also is going to help provide a real service to survivors. Because even though cases may have happened decades ago, that doesn't mean that survivors of clergy and faith leader abuse aren't still working through the trauma that goes with that. And if we can connect those folks with services, that's going to help make a positive impact.
One more quick thing here before we move on. What is the timeline? When do you expect this investigation to be completed?
We haven't set a specific timeline because there are a lot of different factors that can impact how long these processes take, but this is something that's going to take time. I mean, there are over 160 cases where the diocese and religious orders have identified priests as having been credibly accused of sexual assault. And so the document review process is going to take some time. And then it's also critical that we gather information through the hotline, and we're going to need to follow up on that information depending on what information we receive. So the process will take some time, but we want to make sure we're doing a thorough review here so that we can, again, work to address these goals we've been talking about, like getting greater accountability, connecting survivors with services, and making recommendations for process improvements to prevent future cases.
Moving on to your task force, looking at cases of missing and murdered Indigenous women, they held their first meeting in December, a meeting in March, three more on the calendar this year. What progress is this task force making?
There are a few different things that the task force is focused on. One is we want to make sure we're raising awareness about this issue because, as we've been talking about, the disproportionate rates at which Indigenous women have gone missing or been murdered are really staggering, and identifying ways that we can address that problem, but also just drawing attention to it so others are focused on addressing it is critical. I think we've made significant progress in raising awareness of this issue, but there's certainly a lot more work to do. We've also, that task force has set up subcommittees. They're going to be working on a few different things. But one of the things that we want to do is bring law enforcement leaders, tribal government leaders, state government leaders together to figure out ways that they can work together more efficiently. And that's something that is an ongoing process. And then working to identify root causes and solutions to those root causes is critical. And so that process is underway. As we move forward with the task force, we hope to ultimately see suggestions from the subcommittees and from the task force as a whole as to how we can make improvements on those issues.
Looking at sexual assault kits, the state received a federal grant to create an evidence tracking system, and you said this will help prevent another backlog of untested kits. How does that work?
Right now, when a sexual assault kit is collected, it is sent from when a survivor reports, the kit is sent from the sexual assault nurse examiner to local law enforcement, and then it's sent to the crime labs for processing. But there's no centralized system that keeps track of all of the sexual assault kits around the state. And so if there is a point in that process where the kit is not submitted, say from the hospital to law enforcement or from law enforcement to the crime labs, we don't have a way at the state level of identifying that issue. And, as you know and have reported on, previously there had been thousands of kits that had gone unsubmitted.
Mm-hmm.
This will create a uniform statewide tracking system so we can see what's happening with every kit that's collected in the state. And if there are problems, we can identify them and reach out to the agency that has them and ask them to make sure the kit is submitted.
Okay, so there aren't any cracks or drops in the system and really tracking closely. Do you have enough funding, enough resources to operate a tracking system like this?
We do. The federal funds that are in place will allow us to procure the system that we need, and then we're going to be conducting training with agencies around the state to make sure it's in place. And once the system is up and running, we actually think it will be more efficient, because rather than having to do inventories or censuses of the kits around the state every several years, this will allow us to have up-to-date data and to find the information we need just by running a search on the data.
Attorney General, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Josh Call is Attorney General of Wisconsin. We have a link to the DOJ's Clergy and Faith Leaders Abuse website offering support for victims and survivors. It's at WPR.org/mornings. Coming up, the State Capitol Report continues with the chair of the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. Ratepayers, we want to hear from you. What questions or pressing issues do you have in how utilities are regulated? What do you want to know from the PSC? 800-642-1234. We'll be back with more State Cap after a news update on the Ideas Network.